In the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul was addressing some concerns in the church, and one of the things he was talking to them about in chapter 10 was the problem of idolatry that was within the city and even impacting the church. And so in the process of talking about that and warning them, he said these words, because he brought it back to what was the focus was to be for them. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, he says, "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ?" What does participation have to do with it? Well, if you're involved in sports in some way, participate in sports, you are considered an athlete to one extent or another. If you play in a band, you're considered a musician. What we participate in is what identifies us. Participation in the Lord's Supper identifies us as worshipers of Jesus Christ. When we take the cup and the bread, we declare that we are in communion with Him and in fellowship with Him. It's a statement to those around us. It's a declaration that we are bound together with Christ by His body and His blood. It's a symbol of the fact that we have given our lives to Him. Communion is not just something to do in a worship service. When I was a kid, fifth or sixth grade, in a little church we attended down in southern Ohio. It was a small church. We had two visitors on a Sunday morning. They were two young girls, sisters. Nobody knew them. And we knew especially that they were visitors because they came and sat in the front row. Nobody does that in an auditorium, right? Here, yeah, you're assigned. You don't have a choice. Came time for communion. The deacon, I'm sure not wanting to think the girls that he was ignoring them, stepped up to them. And in our church back then, and some may still do it today, but you don't see it very often, we had the matzah bread, the squares, big squares, and everybody would take a piece, you know, pinch off a small bit of that bread and pass it on. Now, in COVID days, we couldn't even consider doing that. That's why you'll find yours in a little cup under your juice. But back then, that's the way we did it. And there was one, it was, like I said, a small church divided into two sections. And each section, one square of bread was plenty for each section. Everybody could pick off a piece and pass it on, and it would cover. Well, these girls apparently had never had any experience at all with communion. And the deacon stopped there and kind of held the tray down. And the older of the two picked up the bread, broke it in half, handed her sister half, and looked up and said, "Thank you." It was snack time, you see. Now, I'm sure they thought, what stingy people, when they had to take this little tiny cup of juice to wash all that down with. You see, they took communion that day, but it meant nothing to them because it was snack time. Their mind was not in the right frame of mind. They were not considering this a participation in the Lord's Supper, identifying them as belonging to Him. They missed that. And so they just had a snack. Now, I wish I could have had a picture of the deacon's face when they took that, and he's standing there with an empty tray with, you know, 30 more people. Somebody scrambled, and it worked okay. But you see, they missed the point because it was an ignorance. They weren't mean. They weren't selfish. They just thought, "He's offering me some bread." But when we, as believers, partake in the cup and the loaf, we are in a spiritual way having fellowship with the body and blood of Christ. By remembering his death, we enter into a communion with him. But he goes on in the next verse and says, because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Now, I always liked that symbolism of taking a piece off of a piece of bread and passing it on. Being a part of that community, I am part of this. Now, we don't do that anymore. Most churches don't anyway, and I think we're missing a little something in the symbolic part of that. I'm not saying what we're doing is wrong or evil, but I think we need to remember the fact that we are one body. You see, communion has both meanings. It's about a unity, personal unity with Jesus Christ, and it's about a unity that we share as the body of Christ. We are identified as worshipers and followers and disciples of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Think about that as we pray. Father, we come before you realizing that you are God. Father, realizing that without the gift that we have been given through Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection, that, Father, we could have no participation with you, no communion with you, but because of Jesus, Father, we have the overwhelming privilege of being in communion with you. And so, Father, as we participate in that today, may our hearts and minds truly be focused upon you. Not take it as just something to do, but take it as a meaningful act, an expression of our unity with you through Christ and our unity with one another because of him. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. So as we take the bread and cup together this morning, and as we demonstrate both of those unities at the same time, I would like for us to expand one level beyond and realize that we're not just expressing our unity as this body, but that we are expressing the unity of the body of Christ around the world. You see, we're not the only ones today doing this. The church is so much bigger than we can ever understand, I think. But realize that as we partake, we are partaking with the body of Christ at large, that we belong to him. And in numbers, there is strength. And when we have God's strength in those numbers, I'm not going to start preaching, but what can he do through us and within us? As Paul continued in that letter in the next chapter, he wrote these words, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" May we take together. And he continues, "In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" And we remember him together.